The annual White House HBCU Summit that is primarily put on by the Department of Education is going to happen in mid-September, despite the fact that three organizations representing the HBCU community say that this is not the time for this summit, particularly as some HBCU presidents and HBCU community leaders are very upset with the fact that the White House has not fulfilled its obligation as to what they were promised in February when that photo op was taken in the Oval Office with President Trump. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Look, the HBCU summit has been going on for over 30 years. We have no intention of canceling it. And as of right now, the summit is at complete capacity with a waiting list. With that type of engagement, I think it's best that we move forward.
Can I see the list of schools and the names? Because we're hearing, from schools that are saying that they are not coming, and a lot of leaders.
I can only tell you who's registered, and certainly that we're at capacity for the convention center with a pretty lengthy waiting list. In terms of whether or not we release that, I'd have to check on that and get back to you.
Meanwhile, in mid-September, the Congressional Black Caucus will be hosting its HBCU Brain Trust during their ALC weekend. Congresswoman Alma Adams, the co-chair of the bipartisan HBCU caucus, says the White House has been very difficult to work with when it comes to issues of HBCUs.
Everything is just a secret up there. We get there's been no response to the Congressional Black Caucus's request for information. There's been no request for some of my colleagues and I who signed the letter to the president asking for information, asking about the criteria for the candidates who would apply for these position, this particular position. So, it's just based on what has happened and what has not happened, I think to have these presidents and these administrators to come back to the White House, I think it's inappropriate. I don't know who they've got registered, but I'm hearing that a number of people will not be showing up. So we'll just have to see. I'm not sure how successful it's going to be if they have no agenda. And I don't know what the big secret is about.
The secret the Congresswoman is referring to is about the White House HBCU Advisory Committee, as well as the new head for the HBCU initiative. She says there will be an announcement, but the question is, what will the announcement be about? April Ryan, AURN News.